Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with us, having a great visit with our good friend Lynn Morella. He's the author of In Search of Ethics, now in third edition. His new book's coming out in a few months. We're going to launch it on the show. Lynn, remind us the title of that book.
To Lead is to Serve.
To lead is to serve. Say
to
it again.
To lead is to serve.
Okay, to lead is to serve. All right, that's coming out in a few months. We'll be talking about that later on. You want to give us a peek into that book? What's the essence of it?
Well, I think the most powerful leadership principle in the world is servant leadership. Many of our successful corporations nowadays are led by servant leaders, mm-hmm. people to define servant leadership is it's all about the skill of influencing people with character. Matter of fact, the formal definition is the skill of influencing people to work enthusiastically toward goals, identifying as being for the common good, with character that inspires.
When I think of the servant leaders I have known, Len. The one thing, besides having great moral character, that's kind of the threshold for a servant leader, threshold stuff. But the one thing that I've known about servant leaders that were really good at it, and what I consider to be the definition of servant leadership, is servant leaders help others to become leaders themselves.
Absolutely.
That's their main. If you're a servant leader, folks, if you're running a small business, Lynn, see if you agree with me. If you're running a small business, and you have people working for you, your job shouldn't be so much selling product as growing leaders among your people to help them sell your product. Your job should be to help them sell themselves. What do you think?
You're right on, Jim. Absolutely head on. You know, we were talking before the break about inspiration, and that's what servant leadership does if it's done properly. If you truly are a person of character, if you truly are have the moral courage to do the right thing despite the consequences. If you truly are a humble person, that doesn't mean you're a pussycat. That means
it doesn't mean you don't have ego.
That's true, but the ego is to make the make the organization succeed, not necessarily yourself.
That's where your ego food. If you're a servant leader, your ego food comes from helping others find success. And that means that, and that's where I think you mean by humble. You have to subordinate your gratification to their gratification and feed your ego off of their success.
And again, I want to say this one more time. You do that with moral courage, with authenticity, with the service-oriented attitude, with truth, and ultimately with love. By love, I mean love of your fellow man, not erotic love or romantic love.
Right.
I'm talking about
Philo. You're talking Philo. Philo and exactly. Agape is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's important for you to get the credit, if you have an organization, if you're the leader of an organization, and it's important to you to get the credit for what happens, if you like to tell people how well you've done in front of other people, if that's important to you, then I'm going to say that you're not as effective a leader as you could be. Lynn, what do you think?
100% right, Jim. A true servant leader will succeed because the organization succeeds. You know, it's hard to fail if your organization is humming and doing well. And the way you do that is to get everybody else on the same page with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from trust. That comes from their understanding that you're serving their needs. And everybody, it's win-win-win. But ego gets in the way of that.
Somebody once said to me, and I heard them say, I don't remember who said it. It's probably in the vernacular now, all over the place. You'll be amazed at what can get done if you don't care who gets the credit.
Harry Truman has been attributed to having said
that. Is he the guy who said that? Okay, I did not know that. I'll start giving him the credit from now on.
But Ronald Reagan also embraced it.
Yeah. Yeah, they were both servant leaders, no question about it.
And it's amazing how much 2 + 2 = 93 when you have a when you have a servant leader mentality. When everybody is working toward the same end, when everybody puts their heart and soul into it, and the only way
folks,
people do that is if they trust you.
I encourage you to start studying a little bit more about servant leader. Google servant leadership. There's a book out there, I think. I've forgotten who wrote it.
There are lots of books on this. There, Jim.
Exactly. Find that one. Find one of those and read it, and then look forward to Lynn's book, which is going to be on the same topic. And Lynn, you're going to be back in a few months, if not before, and we're going to launch your book on this show.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Give us your website, too, Lynn, by the way.
Lynn
Morella.
I drew by LynnMorella.com, but also
CenterForLeadershipAndEthics.com. Thanks, Lynn, for being here. Good job. Got to go for this hour. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.